From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Officials from both Koreas meeting to plan for a high-level summit said that meeting will take place April 27th between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in, with a working session to prepare for the meeting scheduled next week. Ahead of Thursday's meeting, South Korea's Unification Minister Cho Myung-gyon said denuclearization remained the most important agenda item. Thursday's meeting came 2 days after the end of a three-day unofficial visit to Beijing by the North Korean leader, who committed his regime to denuclearization in talks with China's President Xi Jinping. President Donald Trump Wednesday tweeted, "There's a good chance Mr. Kim will do what's right for his people and for humanity." His spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
"We're going to be cautiously optimistic, but we feel like things are moving in the right direction, and that the meeting yesterday was a good indication that the maximum pressure campaign has been working, and we're going to continue moving forward in this process in hopes for a meeting down the road."
Sanders said the White House wants to make sure a meeting between the president and Mr. Kim can be done soon as possible, while making sure it's done properly. In Ghana, thousands protested against the expansion of U.S. defense cooperation with the United States. Protesters, like minority parliament spokesman Al-Haji Fuseni, said the deal threatens Ghana's sovereignty.
"The independence of Ghana is not for any sale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can tell them that the good people of this country, overwhelming majority of people of this country, flatly and totally rejects this attempt to send us back into colonialism."
The agreement provides training and equipment for the Ghanaian military and allows the potential deployment of U.S. forces. This is VOA News. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Wednesday told the Security Council that other countries need to step up and pay a bigger share of the multi-billion dollar bill for peacekeeping operations.
"The United States has long been the largest financial contributor to UN peacekeeping by far. That will not change. But peacekeeping is a shared responsibility. With shared responsibility comes shared burdens and shared costs. One country should not shoulder more than one quarter of the UN peacekeeping budget."
This year, the U.S. said it's paying about 29% of the $7 billion peacekeeping budget, although it cut some $600 million from last year's contribution. U.S. defense officials said one of the militants killed in a U.S. airstrike in Libya March 24 on the outskirts of Ubari was a high-ranking al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb official. Saturday's strike killed two militants, part of efforts to deny them a safe haven in which to operate in the country's vast desert area. Polls have closed, vote counting underway in Egypt following presidential election that was spread out over 3 days. Polling station official Mahmoud Ramadan Ibrahim in Cairo said he saw a bigger turnout than the previous 2 days Wednesday because the number of voters waited to the last moment. He said turnout was about 40%. Turnout is key in a ballot widely seen as confirming a second term for President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who faced only token opposition. Thousands took part in a silent march in Paris Wednesday in memory of an 85-year-old Jewish woman stabbed to death last week in an attack believed to have been motivated by anti-Semitism. Thousands of Jews, Muslims, as well as politicians across the political spectrum joined in the march from the Place de la Nation to Mireille Knoll's apartment. Among those taking part was Robert Innes.
"It started as a memorial in honor of Mrs. Knoll, who was killed. Once we've known that it was anti-Semitic motive, then it became a march against anti-Semitism, because she is the 11th person being killed for the only reason that she was Jewish."
Knoll had escaped the mass deportation of Jews from France during World War II. Ecuador has blocked a communications link by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who's been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden and the U.S. and possible arrest in Britain. Assange is said to have used social media to speak out on controversial political subjects, despite a warning from Quito not to do so. The U.S. Wednesday said it revised upward its fourth quarter economic growth of 2017 to 2.9%, still lower than the 3.2% of the third quarter. Meanwhile, Wall Street suffered further losses in Wednesday trading as technology shares continued to dive, the benchmark Dow Jones slipping 9 points to 23,848. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.